Amram accepted Miriam's prophetic words, he remarried Jochebed, and the wedding was performed in a spirit of great celebration.
Mother, you look absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you, dear.
Amram wanted the men to follow what he did.
Mazel tov!
Congratulations!
And that's exactly what happened. The men returned to their wives just as Amram returned to his. At the wedding, little Miriam said to her younger brother Aharon,
"Come on, Aaron! Dance! Dance! This is the beginning of our coming freedom!"
On the seventh day of the month of Adar, Amram and Jochebed had a baby boy.
Jochebed, look! The entire house! It's all lit up!
It's amazing! The light is coming from the baby!
Quick, Miriam, pull the shades down!
Miriam, your prophecy is coming true!
Meanwhile, back at the palace...
What do you mean the Redeemer of the Jews still lives? My guards tell me that all of the male babies in Egypt have been drowned. He can't be still alive.
It has been so revealed in the star.
Double the spies. Send more soldiers. No more excuses. I want that boy found now.
Miriam, we know Paro is tracking the baby through the Stargazer's advice. I have an idea which may throw them off the trail. I've made a special floating basket. We'll put the baby in it and set it adrift in the Nile River. That way the astrologers will see in the stars that the baby's been thrown into the river.
I get it. Then Paro will think his decree has succeeded and call off the baby hunt.